My name is Edmund Holyhand. As you may understand, I was born, brought up in water sported Nairn's happy land. I being young and in my prime and beauty on me smile, my parents doted on me, I being their only child. My father bound me to a trade in Waterford's fair town. He bound me to a cooper there by the name of William Brown. I served my master faithfully for 18 months or more, then shipped on board of the Ocean Queen, bound for Belfast's shore. When I landed on Belfast's shore, there I met with Captain Moore. He was commander of the flying cloud that sails from Baltimore. He asked me to go along with him on a slaving voyage to go to the burning shores of Africa, where the sugar cane do grow. His flying cloud was a giant ship, bearing 500 tons or more. She did easily sail round any of the ships going out from Baltimore. Her sails were white as the driven snow, and on them were no speck. And 18 brass 9-pounder guns she carried on her deck. A few days after this, we reached the Fugate shores. 500 of those Negroes from their native land we bore. We marched them out a narrow plank and shoved them down below. Just 18 inches to the man is all we did allow. A few days after this, we set sail with our cargo of slaves. When plague and fever came on board, swept half of them away. The other half was wretched crew, and I had them to save. Oh, it was better for those poor souls if they'd have been in their grave. A few days after this, we reached the Fugate shores. We sold them to the planters there to be slaves forevermore. Their rye and cotton fields to sow beneath the burning sun, to lead a hard and wretched life till their career was done. Now our money is all spent, we'll go to sea again. When Captain Morey came on board, saying, all of you, my men, there's gold and silver to be had if with me you remain. We'll hoist a lofty pirate flag and scour the Spanish main. We all agreed, but five young men, we told those lads to land. Two of them were Boston boys, and two from Newfoundland. The other was an Irish boy belonging to Trimore. Oh, rush to my God, I'd have joined those boys and I went with them on shore. We robbed and plundered many of the ships out on the Spanish main. Many a widow and orphan we left to grieve in pain. We'd shove them out a narrow plank, give them a watery grave. For the saying of our Captain Moore was a dead man tells no tale. We cleared our deck for action while they came up alongside. While close behind our quarter deck there ran a crimson tide. We fought till Captain Moore was shot and 18 of his men. And a bombshell set our ship on fire. We had to surrender then. Straightway to Newgate I was brought, bound down in iron chains. For robbing, plundering ships out on the Spanish main. It was whiskey and bad company that made a wretch of me. Beware of my sad fate, boys, and shun a piracy. Oh, farewell to the shady groves and the girl that I adore. Her voice clear like music sweet, I'll never hear no more. I'll never kiss those rosy lips, nor press that little hand, but live a hard and a wretched life all in a foreign land.